Jay's Hideaway. I'm your host, Amber Duran, and today we'll be talking about stereotype consciousness in middle childhood. Before we dive into this, let's go over what we already know about this stage in development. First of all, middle childhood occurs around ages 6 to 12, basically elementary school age. Kids in middle childhood are in Piaget's concrete operational stage of cognitive development, but also, and more importantly for our topic today, they're in Erikson's psychosocial stage of industry versus inferiority. This means that at this age, kids rely a lot on their social environment to figure out what they're good at and whether or not they can improve their skills in certain areas. We know that praise by teachers and parents affects a child's mindset at this stage about whether or not they can develop their intelligence. Praising a child's ability with statements like, "Wow, you must be really smart," makes them less likely to try things they are not automatically good at. Saying things like, "Wow, you must have tried really hard," on the other hand, makes the child more likely to persevere in tasks that do not come naturally to them. Other than praise, another huge social concept kids come into contact with at this stage is stereotypes. So just how much do stereotypes affect kids' self-concept? First, let's look at how much kids really understand the concept of stereotypes. A study done in Italy in 2014 gave 3rd, 5th, and 8th graders a questionnaire to see how many of these kids held implicit or explicit stereotypes about math and gender. Ultimately, they found that only 3rd graders showed any explicit bias, tending to state that their own gender was better at math than the other. However, given an implicit bias test, girls of all ages and boys from the oldest group all associated math with males rather than females. Another study looking at Asian American students in kindergarten through 8th grade found that given a situation where an unknown student was said to be particularly good at math, both boys and girls of all ages were more likely to identify the student as Asian rather than Caucasian, and boys of all ages were more likely to assume the student was male. Additionally, a third study done on 6 to 10-year-olds found that by age of 9, most children in what they categorized as stigmatized groups, in this case, Latino and African American children, were aware of broadly held stereotypes that people from some ethnic groups don't like or think they're better than people from other ethnic groups. Children of the same age but from non-stigmatized groups were less likely to state awareness of these stereotypes. Additionally, they found that even children as young as 6 years old were twice as likely to be aware of these stereotypes if they were from stigmatized groups rather than non-stigmatized groups. Okay, so kids are definitely aware of stereotypes, even from a very young age, but do these stereotypes affect their self-concept? Our second and third studies also tackled this question. The study that looked at Asian American students also had the students take a math test after either having their gender identity, ethnic identity, or neither affirmed. They found that girls in both early elementary and middle school did best on the math test after having their ethnicity affirmed, and worse after having their gender affirmed. Boys in these age groups did better on the test when either identity was affirmed. Interestingly, 3rd through 5th graders in both groups did best when their gender was affirmed, regardless of whether they were boys or girls. The study on 6 to 10-year-olds, on the other hand, gave the kids the task of writing the alphabet backwards in a short amount of time, 45 seconds. Half the kids were told it was a test, while the other half were told it was explicitly not a test. Kids from non-stigmatized groups scored about the same in either group. However, kids in stigmatized groups, particularly those who had previously demonstrated knowledge of broadly held stereotypes, performed significantly worse when the task was labeled a test rather than not a test. So, kids in middle childhood, and particularly those from groups that tend to be stereotyped, are definitely aware of stereotypes, and these stereotypes seem to impact their performance on academic tasks, even if the kids don't necessarily express explicit knowledge of these stereotypes. Given that this stage is when kids start to spend most of their time interacting with people outside their home environment, these findings, as well as others like them, are essential to keep in mind. The things we say and the stereotypes we perpetuate, whether positive or negative, have a huge impact on kids at this age and beyond. Being cognizant of these facts and adjusting how we educate future generations based on this knowledge, we just might be able to prevent kids from getting stuck in these stereotypic mindsets.